local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05 as we get this Thursday morning started here at FM Talk 106.5. Right now, 68 degrees outside of our studios, and that fog hanging around at least for another hour or so. We do have a dense fog advisory, so be careful as you drive around town, wherever you may be headed this morning. Coming up, we'll have your weather with Dr. Bill. He'll give you the full forecast for today and the rest of the week and weekend. But right now, we start this hour with Kane and your traffic update right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas as you're traveling from the downtown area and across to Bayway and the Causeway. But good news is, so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers have been able to keep the roadways clear of any accidents. Slippery conditions, be careful across the Bayway with about a half mile visibility over towards Daphne. At Regional Home Center Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile, they offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. Pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog with a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
707 FM Talk 106.5, and the three big things on fmtalk1065.com right now. White House on Wednesday suspended the press pass of CNN correspondent Jim Acosta after he and President Donald Trump had a heated confrontation during a news conference. Check out that story. It's the third big thing. The number one big thing, which we'll hear more from Kelly Finley in just a second, but Jeff Sessions out as the Attorney General, pushed out yesterday after enduring more than a year of blistering and personal attacks from President Donald Trump. What will Sessions do next? We'll talk about that a lot more over the course of Mobile Mornings. And story number two on our three big things, Bradley Byrne, congressman here in District 1 in Alabama, he predicts that Trump will be impeached now that the Democrats control the U.S. House of Representatives. Check out those stories and a whole lot more on the front page of fmtalk1065.com. Now, here's Kelly Finley with the headlines.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. Yeah, sticking with that theme, there's a poll circulating right now on AL.com as to whether former Attorney General Jeff Sessions should make a 2020 run for his old U.S. Senate seat. So, here are your choices. You can choose from hashtag yes, welcome Matt out, or hashtag no, no one home. So at last check, the poll was 56.2% with hashtag yes, welcome Matt out. But 43.8% of you say no, no one home. Again, that's on AL.com. Be sure to vote, because once you do, then you can see where the percentages lie at that point.
You know, I'm really interested how that poll is going to break down, because I think before he became Attorney General, the yes number would have been way, way up there. Of course, he'd still be senator, but pretty interesting how close those numbers are right now.
And then when you look at the recent general election and you see the people who are vying for various positions, how that would have impacted. It's a ripple effect,
yeah,
as we know, which makes government and civics so very interesting right at this time in our lives. So Jeff Sessions, of course, has had a very rocky relationship, which Dalton has alluded to, that rocky relationship with President Trump since recusing himself from the investigation into Russia, and has been the subject of many critical thoughts and words via tweets. But the moment that breaking news hit the airwaves yesterday, immediately the question was, should he run in 2020 for his old U.S. Senate seat? It's a seat he has held from 1996 until he was appointed by President Trump in 2017. A little bit about Jeff Sessions. He served as U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Alabama from 1981 to soon after the 1992 election of President Bill Clinton. After a short time in private practice, Sessions then ran for Alabama Attorney General in 1994 against Democratic incumbent Jimmy Evans. Sessions won that race and served until being elected to the Senate in 1996. after his appointment as Attorney General, former Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange. He was appointed to that seat. But Strange then lost to Roy Moore in the Republican primary last year. Moore was defeated by Democrat Doug Jones in a special general election for the U.S. Senate seat. Got that? All right. That way you are in the know when you're seeing these headlines and you're understanding the movements that are happening in our nation's capital and how that may impact us right here in Alabama. News out of Baldwin County this morning as a 28-year-old man has been arrested and charged with four counts of sex crimes against a child. According to the Baldwin County jail records, Michael Thomas Owens of Stapleton was charged with two counts of sodomy with a male, torture, willful abuse of a child, and the sexual abuse of a child under the age of 12. When in a very alert and astute school resource officer noticed, quote, severe spanking marks on that child, that's what helped launch an investigation. And as the investigation grew in depth, it was uncovered the extent of the abuse, which investigators believe has been going on for at least 2 years. So once again, if you see something happening with our children, because they're all our children, please speak up and tell someone so these children can be protected. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7-Eleven now, FM Talk 106.5. And I don't know if you saw this on social media last night, but a group of protesters, or a mob, as it were, in this specific instance, congregated outside of what they claimed and what they thought was Fox News host Tucker Carlson's home. This was in Washington, D.C. last night, chanting threatening messages at the Fox News host. Smash Racism D.C. is the name of the group. They are a self-described anti-fascist group. Hmm. And there was a video posted of their members screaming obscenities at Carlson's house and blaming his policies for the deaths of thousands of people. The protesters were chanting, "Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night." The first video that was posted to Twitter, one protester can be seen ringing Carlson's doorbell before running away. And one of the tweets posted by that group, Smash Racism DC, was posted last night right after 7 p.m., just about an hour before Tucker Carlson's show began. Tucker Carlson Tonight, the tweet read, "Racist scumbag, leave town. Every night you spread fear into our homes, fear of the other, fear of us, and fear of them. Each night you tell us we are not safe. Tonight you're reminded that we have a voice. Tonight we remind you that you are not safe either. Hashtag knock knock Tucker." So crazy things going on social media.
Yeah, I mean,
media.
I understand the power of media and social media, but Tucker Carlson doesn't set any rules or laws.
It's not his policies.
No, I think that they're directing their anger at the wrong person.
Mm-hmm. This same group, Smash Racism DC, they've previously targeted a number of prominent Republicans, including most recently Senator Ted Cruz, if you remember him being chased out of the restaurant in D.C. last September. Mm-hmm. But this group, hashtag knock knock Tucker, was on Twitter last night. Pretty crazy.
Civility is truly missing.
Yeah.
I mean, I
know, even posted his address on Twitter before that was finally removed.
Ugh. You know, we can do better. I think so many people have so many emotions wrapped up into what's going on now and whatever side you're on. If there's a way to respectfully disagree and get your message out, boy, would that be a welcome sound.
Yeah, that would be American if we could all agree on some stuff. But I don't know if that'll ever happen. 7:13 now, FM Talk 106.5. We can all hope, though. This is Mobile Mornings, and we roll on right after this, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A wrongful death lawsuit filed by the family of Michael Cox names three companies and the person who allegedly killed the 21-year-old man with autism. Trent Yates worked at the group home where Cox lived. Police say Yates hit Cox with his fist and even stomped on him, leading to his death. New Way Out Corporation, French Residential Facilities Incorporated, and Alta Point Health Systems are all named in the lawsuit. U.S. Marshals have joined the search for Nicholas Young. Investigators call him a strong person of interest in the murder of a man in Foley. Jeff Higginbotham was found stabbed to death inside his Bay Villa apartment by a maintenance worker on October 30th. A day after the discovery, authorities say Young is seen getting out of Higginbotham's stolen SUV abandoned in Pensacola. U.S. Marshals believe Young could be in South Baldwin County, Birmingham, or Pensacola. The case against two men charged in connection with a gas station shooting and armed robbery over the summer will head to a grand jury. Emmanuel McAlpine and Gwaquez Ludgood are accused of conspiring to rob the Chevron gas station on Sage Avenue, where three people were shot. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Football in the South. Tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans, including supersized Adirondack chairs from Old Time Feed on Greeno Road in Fairhope. A two-week four-seat cart rental and delivery from the Cart Doctor on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Team logo 14-karat gold pendants from Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. A perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company. And a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. Total value over $5,500. Register to win at any of our partner locations. A qualifier from each location is entered to win the grand prize. A 1-in-5 chance to win it all. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Tailgate in style with the Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
717, and yeah, one more week until we give away that Ultimate Tailgate prize package, over $6,000 in prizes. One person per day can register per store. If you head over to Bailey's TV here in Mobile, also Cart Doctor out in Theodore, Carrot Patch Jewelers in Mobile, Old Time Feed in Baldwin County, and Fairhope Brewing Company, of course, in Fairway, as their name, in Fairhope, as their name says. Register in those five places. You got seven more days. You could be the big winner next Thursday. Find out more, fmtalk1065.com. Right now, it's time to check with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by the Rolling Tigers Booster Club and T. Batchelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Thursday night means Tiger Talk. We have a jam-packed show for you as always. Gus Malzahn leads it off tonight as the Tigers put the wraps on their preparation for Georgia. Tigers are led defensively by three-time SEC Lineman of the Week, Nick Coe.
Nick is really coming on and getting more confidence, and he's just playing a high level against the run, you know, in the past.
Auburn and Georgia kick at 6 Central Saturday night. Plenty of talk about the game on the show tonight. Karen Hoppe will also be on to talk about Auburn soccer hosting its NCAA tournament opening match tomorrow afternoon. Now a word from Alpha Insurance.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance to fit your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim. Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
Our Tiger Talk preview continues with hoops. Bruce Pearl will be on the show to discuss the matchup with 25th-ranked Washington, and Coach Flo will break down her team's approach to tomorrow night's contest against Nicholls State.
It's still so early, so a lot of your focus is on yourself. And right now, our biggest focus, we definitely want to continue to focus on our scoring, but we don't want our scoring to take away from our defense. So we still gotta put some time in it. You know, you can't be, should I go, should I not go, should I not? You got to make a decision and you got to go. And we saw a lot of indecisiveness, and we got to get rid of that.
Four coaches make an appearance. It all starts with football tonight at 6 p.m. Tiger Talk. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. So call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
Mark your calendars. It's the 5th annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Support Auburn University Wheelchair Basketball, November 14th from 6 till 9 p.m. at St. Dominic's Murphy Center. Enjoy great music, delicious food and drink catered by Bay Gourmet, and be entered for the $10,000 drawdown. Tickets are $100 per couple and are available at Rim Animal Clinic. A great time with great people supporting Auburn Wheelchair Basketball and a chance to win $10,000. Don't miss the annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Call Rim Animal Clinic for your ticket today.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. Still about a half a mile visibility across the Bayway and the Causeway in downtown Mobile, but no new wrecks in the roadway. Steady from Airport Schillinger if you're traveling Moffitt, Spring Hill, and Dauphin at 65, all the way to the Eastern Shore. Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Ford, 181 and 90. You're seeing heavier traffic just south of the interstate, but no wrecks reported. This Saturday night, the last race of the season at Deep South Speedway in Loxley. You'll see six divisions running, and you can meet the drivers right before the fireworks at intermission. Find out more on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog with a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
723 FM Talk 106.5. Turn on the low beams this morning. Patchy fog in our area under dense fog advisory for a little bit longer. 68 degrees outside of our studios right here at Airport and I-65. Now it's time to check the headlines for this Thursday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. I want to tell you what's happening with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama as they have now announced new changes to their opioid policy. And this includes a decision that the insurer will no longer cover the standard form formulation of OxyContin. So this is at least the second time this year that they've made changes in how they handle opioids. Back in March, they set a 7-day limit on initial fills of short-acting opioids like Lortab, Vicodin, and Percocet, and they required additional authorization for first-time prescriptions of long-acting opioids like OxyContin. These changes, which took effect April 1st, also include a generic copay for the overdose antidote Naloxone. The new changes to the Blue Cross opioid management strategy for commercial members, that takes effect January 1st. We've talked to you, at length as to the opioid issue that's inundated our nation and, of course, here in Alabama. And that's why they're taking a stance, and that's why this is the second change in less than a year. So OxyContin and its generic version, Oxycodone ER, will no longer be covered. But there's a new one, Dalton. Mm-hmm. It's called Xtampza ER. It's a new formulation of oxycodone ER, and what they're hoping is that those who are abusers will not want to use this if you're following.
Okay.
Because abusers often crush the extended release painkillers like OxyContin mm-hmm. into powder to get more of the drug into their systems faster.
Right.
But when you bring in this new drug, the Xtampza ER, well, it's designed to thwart that approach. Blue Cross and Blue Shield, they also will cover RoxyBond. It's a new instant release of OxyContin formulation that's considered abuse deterrent by the FDA. So that's how Xtampza is looked at, as an abuse deterrent. So this is big news. Blue Cross Blue Shield says, quote, over the last 2 years, opioid prescriptions for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama's commercial members have decreased 18%. While progress is being made, this issue calls for continued action by all parties. This is big news because we think about, we always know someone who's dealing with something, whether it's your family, your friends, but understanding that help is on the way. Mm-hmm. This is why I had to get this into our news headlines. This is new information this morning.
And the opioids, big central part of Jeff Sessions in the Attorney General's office at the Department of Justice. It'll be interesting to see if whoever is eventually put in place there in the mm-hmm. AG's office continues to put heat on the prescription companies.
Because it's happening, because, you talk about, it's very easy when you think about crimes to bottle or a box people into. They look like this and they come from this type of zip code. But this is one of those deals where children, adults, people are swiping medicine from people's medicine cabinets just to get that high. So this is a real problem that has taken effect at every level, with every climb, with every race, with every zip code. And the fact that Blue Cross Blue Shield is making some adjustments, hopefully that can help save some lives. Real quickly, we're going to crunch some numbers this morning as we take a closer look at the mortgage debt. Consumer credit reporting agency Experian says that Alabama has an average mortgage debt of $140,963, which puts us 13th among the states. So we narrowly miss making the top 10. Experian says Alabama, though, could be in danger of losing its status among the nation's lowest. You see, from 2016 to 2017, the state's average mortgage debt rate rose 5.18%. According to the Alabama Center for Real Estate, the median sales price in Alabama for residential homes in September was $162,482, which is a 0.6% increase from last year. Alabama's home sales in September, those were up 8.5% from last year. Oh boy, residents in California, well, they lead the way, Dalton, because residents there hold an average debt of $347,652.
Oof.
I know. And I had to get that in because I know we have a lot of realtors that listen to our show. Mm-hmm. I know that they're keeping that in mind as they go and approach and go ahead and show new houses to prospective buyers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:27 now on FM Talk 106.5 as this Thursday edition of Mobile Mornings rolls on. And this is a funny story that I came across today. A woman convicted 2 years ago of embezzling from her company is accused of embezzling funds from another company to in part pay off the debt from her prior conviction. That's according to documents, according to what she's been charged with, the documents that explain that. Tina Ray Lavrant Delgado, she's 44 years old, of Salt Lake City, and she was charged Monday of this week with unlawful dealing of property by a fiduciary, communications fraud and theft, all second-degree felonies. Back in 2014, Lavrant was appointed spa director for Matrix Spa. The owner appointed her to run the day-to-day operations of the business while the owner returned to Mexico to attend to her sick mother. And by the time the owner returned in 2017, Delgado had made almost 1,500 unauthorized transactions.
Wow.
Five transactions totaling $5,800 were payments toward her court-ordered restitution from a prior conviction. From 09 to 13, Lavrant embezzled money from a company that manages the finances, including rent payments, for several apartment complexes. That's according to other charges. During that time period, nearly $170,000 was unaccounted for in their account. And during that same time, more than $118,000 was deposited into Lavrant's account. So I guess more money, more problems, but also more debt, more problems.
At least she's consistent, right?
She is consistent. They should have known what was coming. More Mobile Mornings on the way. FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile native Jeff Sessions is out as Attorney General. He handed in his resignation at the request of President Trump yesterday, just one day after Republicans lost control of the House of Representatives but gained seats in the Senate. Democrats are now concerned his replacement will end the Russia investigation. Some have speculated Sessions will run for his old job in the U.S. Senate in 2020. There's another candidate who's also considering a run for that seat, Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne.
It's too early to say whether it's a possibility, but it doesn't affect what I'm doing, going around the state talking to people about whether we should run in 2020.
There's a buzz in Northwest Florida following Tuesday's elections. The city of Milton has a new mayor. Heather Lindsay beat out incumbent Wesley Mice, receiving 54% of the vote. With the win, Lindsay is the first woman to be elected mayor in Milton's history.
Some people have felt they weren't heard. They felt that the council made a decision without regard to their input.
Lindsay's first day on the job is December 11th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Bucks are dropping at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and with hunting season just around the corner, it's a great time to come in today. See, shop, and save on all Liberty round pin models left in stock. Let Mike Ward's professional staff help you find just the right safe to meet your needs. Liberty Safes have a free lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire. Free delivery up to 50 miles in most cases, and take advantage of 0% interest for 12 months with approved credit. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Special report, California bar shooting. Jason Kaufman is looking for his 22-year-old son, Cody, missing after the early morning shooting rampage at a college bar in Thousand Oaks, California that killed 13 people, including the shooter and a sheriff's deputy.
He said goodbye to me last night at before he walked out the door to go to Borderline. That is the last time that I said goodbye to my son.
Jason says his son's cell phone tracking device shows the phone is at the Borderline Bar and Grill and is not moving. Police have now identified the gunman but not released his name. He was wearing a black hoodie and holding a handgun as he opened fire.
All of a sudden, a couple guys that were closer to the bar, they got up and started running towards the back door and said, "Get up, he's coming." It was huge panic. Everyone tried getting up. Some guy came behind me, lifted me up and said, "Let's go."
The gunman deployed a smoke device and used a .45 caliber handgun. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The smartphone industry has been searching for a breakthrough to revive a market mired in an innovation lull. A potential catalyst is coming with the introduction of phones featuring flexible screens that can be folded in half without breaking. Samsung has provided a glimpse at a foldable screen device that will release next year, but it's unclear whether the flexibility will have mass appeal, especially when the bendy devices are expected to cost more than $1,000. Take-Two Interactive Software reported strong quarterly results and raised its full-year outlook on the heels of a monster opening weekend for its latest video game release. The company said the fifth installment of its hit franchise Grand Theft Auto is still wildly popular, with lifetime sales now exceeding 100 million units, while its basketball simulation series NBA 2K generated record sales during the quarter. Crude oil trending at $61.66 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 10 life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you'll probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Kevin is 39. He controls his blood pressure with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices.
To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-970-3311. That's 1-800-970-3311. 1-800-970-3311. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:34 on Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Thursday. Sean Sullivan will be back on Monday. Right now it's time to check with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. And a foggy start to this morning, Dr. Bill. How's it looking the rest of the morning, rest of the day, and rest of the week?
Well, we've got another warm day today. We got to 82 degrees yesterday.
Ooh.
And, we'll be well up into the 70s today, anywhere from 75, 77 degrees. And those figures are all above normal. But we got a good chance for some rain today. We still have a stationary front that's right along the coast and covering the coastal counties of Alabama, Mississippi, Northwest Florida. And that front's not going to go anywhere for the next couple of days. And as a result, we're going to see some scattered showers. And much like yesterday, we had almost 3/4 of an inch of rain at the airport. The showers develop later in the day. That could happen today. But anyway, keep that umbrella handy. Skies today, well, it'll be mostly cloudy. May get a little bit of sunshine here and there. As for tonight, I expect another round of fog, and there's also a chance of a few showers tonight. We'll get down in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, another good chance for some showers. Temperatures are going to be a little bit cooler, mainly because we're going to see some of that colder air that's been up over the center of the nation and even up into northern Alabama. It's going to start moving down to the coast. And so we'll see showers tomorrow and a high in the upper 60s. And wind will be picking up out of the northwest as that cooler air moves in. And tomorrow night, we're going to get down to around 45 degrees with a few showers Friday evening and then gradual clearing, but about 45 degrees for Friday night and into Saturday morning. As for the weekend, it looks like a two-part weekend. The best day will be Saturday, mostly sunny skies, but much cooler, 58 for the high on Saturday afternoon, and then we're down in the low 40s for Saturday night. As for Sunday, all the clouds move in and a chance of a few showers. It's going to stay cool, about 62 degrees, but we could see a few showers develop in the afternoon. The chance for rain will pick up Saturday, Sunday night and into Monday. And Monday, I expect a good chance for showers, a high in the mid-60s. So the cool temperatures stay with us. But now we're going to see over the weekend, the latter part of the weekend, moisture come in over the top of the cool air. And then on Tuesday, another cold front comes in, this one a stronger front. And on Tuesday, a few showers, but temperatures in the afternoon only in the 50s. Tuesday night, we could see the coldest temperatures so far this fall. Readings will be in the low to mid-30s. So
wow.
That means a good chance then for Tuesday night. And then Wednesday, sunny skies, but continued cool with highs in the 50s. So Tuesday night, we're going to see readings in the 30s.
Wow, maybe the first frost of the year.
Goodness.
Pretty crazy. And Dr. Bill, we've already had a couple rainy days this week. How much rain did we have fall yesterday, and how's that looking compared to our normal November levels?
Yeah, yesterday we had almost 3/4 of an inch, 0.68 at the airport. That brings us now up to 2.76. So we've had quite a bit of rain just for the first week, and that's a lot more rain than we had for the entire month of October.
And is there anything in the tropics to monitor as hurricane season winds down?
No, we're looking good right now. It's quiet across the Gulf and the Caribbean. We have quite a bit of cloud cover out in the tropical Atlantic, but conditions are unfavorable right now for any kind of tropical development.
Good to hear. Well, we appreciate it, Dr. Bill, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams here is forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Now let's check traffic on the way in. Here's Kane with your update.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, out working in the accident. State troopers say they've got a car in the ditch at Lockwood Drive just off of Opaskagoula. No injuries involved, and then a decent amount of fog still traveling downtown across the Bayway with heavier traffic in Malbus at 90 181 just south of I-10. Hobbytown USA in Mobile on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road is your one-stop shop for everything fun for Christmas. Great deals on remote control vehicles from ECX, Park Zone, and ProBoat, and they have drones of all sizes starting at $23. Hobbytown USA, 633-8446. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team. You're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
68 degrees and fairly humid outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios at Airport Boulevard and I-65. Lots of fog hanging around in the air, kind of dissipating at this point in the morning, but you still got to be careful out there on the roads. Low beams, people. Low beams. Keep them on. Right now, it's time to check the headlines for this morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. It is 7:40 on your Thursday morning. If you are on social media and you've noticed a number of posts that say this, a certain person has marked themselves safe during the shooting at Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California, USA. Here's why, and we've been reporting on this tragic situation happened overnight, mass shooting in Southern California claimed the lives of 13 people. Hundreds of students were inside this Borderline Bar and Grill when a man dressed in a black hoodie with his face partially obscured and armed with a gun opened fire. It was the weekly college night. Okay, so this is where students were taking line dancing classes. Witnesses describe using bar stools to break windows and try to escape. The Ventura County Sheriff, Jeff Dean, has been reporting updates throughout the morning. And what he has told the news media is that the dead include 11 people inside the bar, the gunman, and a sheriff sergeant who was the first officer inside of that door. The gunman first fired on a person working the door and then appeared to open fire at random at the people inside. As for the sergeant who was gunned down, he was one of the first to respond to the scene. He was immediately hit with multiple gunshots. It's Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helios. He was a highway patrolman who cleared the perimeter, who had to pull him out of the way, and then the SWAT team had to come in. It's a very sad situation. At this hour, the gunman, no idea as to how he died, and authorities have not yet released his name or any idea of a motive. A witness says, quote, it looked like he knew what he was doing. As for Helios, he was a 29-year veteran of the force. He leaves behind a wife and son, and he planned to retire in this coming year. Sheriff says that, quote, Ron was a hardworking, dedicated sheriff sergeant who was totally committed. And tonight, as I told his wife, he died a hero because he went in to save lives. So once again, just a testament of our men and women in uniform. And I know you have some audio that from today's news update.
Yeah, awful story from this morning. And we do have audio from one witness, a woman who was inside the bar when the gunman came in. She was able to escape by breaking, just like you mentioned, broken windows, people jumping out to safety. This woman was actually thrown to safety.
A guy that I know, I don't really know him, he was able to throw me out the window. They had chairs and they threw them out the window, and they were able to take me and the girlfriend that I was with and just got us out the window and carried us right up here. And we were able to get picked up by a guy friend of ours and get back to our cars, and that's how I got to him.
Awful story.
It is. And this is the type of story, you know, when it's breaking news, it's fluid. So you're going to get more. You may see some different numbers. You may hear different accounts from witnesses. But understand that this is a very tragic situation. And the information comes in and we try to update you as much as possible. So as I popped on this social media feed, because, you know, this is still new to Facebook, where you can check in that you're safe. And what it does, it describes what happened. It says that that during the shooting, smoke bombs were reportedly thrown by a suspect. The suspect has been killed during the shootout with police. That's something new I had not heard. But again, this is information being posted as of 6:29 a.m. on this this particular portion of Facebook. Because when you are in a situation, whether it's weather, whether it's a tragedy, people, of course, you have family elsewhere, and they want to know you're okay. So this person marked himself safe. And then once you do that, you can see the vicinity of where this tragic event happened. And then you can see the different comments coming in from people who may have been there. So technology is a beautiful thing, but just understand it, and you can also understand how breaking news like that is still very fluid. And we'll continue to keep you posted, of course, on air and online at fmtalk1065.com. All right, we head to Montgomery this morning, where we now know former state rep Mark Tuggle, the Republican from Alexander City, is the new chief of staff for Alabama House Speaker Mac McCutcheon. Tuggle did not seek re-election this year after serving two terms representing House District 81. According to his bio, he is a forester who retired from the Alabama Power Company before serving in the legislature. The announcement was made Wednesday. As for Tuggle, he says, "When I decided against seeking another term in the House, I assumed my work in state government had ended. But Speaker McCutcheon convinced me to continue serving the citizens of Alabama in this new role. As a former member, I'll be able to advise the new House members with the perspective of someone who has once held the same responsibilities, and I will work with the returning members as someone they already know and trust." He will replace Jim Intrican as McCutcheon's chief of staff. He left the position to become general counsel for the Legislative Services Agency. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Quarter till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, sports report, Dez Bryant signs with a new team, and I won't give it away yet, but that team pretty close to where we're located here in Mobile. Also, it is Thursday, so that means we check in with Captain Bobby Abriscato for the weekend fishing report. All that and a whole lot more coming up on Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hear that? That's the sound of trust, also known as the love song of a finely tuned Caterpillar engine. A sound that can get a working man's blood pumping each morning and let him sleep like a baby every night. Because he knows that Cat machine's gonna work, do its magnificent thing. It's what allows a small business to play big and helps a hard-working man keep the promises he's made to his customers and to himself. Trust, it doesn't happen overnight. It can and should take time to earn. At Thompson Tractor, we've been at it for over 60 years. With industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment. The kind you'd expect from a company that's been around. We know what you're up against. We understand your dreams. After all, we started out small ourselves. So if you want to win your customers' trust, get yourself a partner you can trust. Like Thompson Tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select new Cat machines. Offer good through January 31st. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details.
Aunt Belle, you really didn't need to meet me at the bus stop. It's embarrassing. Did everyone love your Jack Green Insurance Agency backpack I made for you? It's a little big, and I got sent to the principal's office because of it. The principal's office? Why? She said it was disrupting class. I was afraid the flashing green LEDs would be a bit much. She said the teachers were using their class time to call Jack Green. They said their insurance company went up on their homeowners, and they had to get a fast quote on a lower premium. Teachers work very hard, and just like the rest of us, they want to hang on to their hard-earned cash and stop paying too much for insurance. So you had to surrender your Jack Green backpack? No, Miss Principal needed Jack Green's phone number too. Your principal's last name is Principal. She said her wind coverage is too high and she wants to go on a spring break cruise for seniors this year. I see. Sounds like a lot of fun, Aunt Belle. You should go. I'm not quite old enough for seniors. But you're 50. Let's get on the bus. You'll be late. But I just got out. I've got homework. For long, little Miss Chatty.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A wrongful death lawsuit filed by the family of Michael Cox names three companies and the person who allegedly killed the 21-year-old man with autism. Trent Yates worked at the group home where Cox lived. Police say Yates hit Cox with his fist and even stomped on him, leading to his death. New Way Out Corporation, French Residential Facilities Incorporated, and Alta Point Health Systems are all named in the lawsuit. U.S. Marshals have joined the search for Nicholas Young. Investigators call him a strong person of interest in the murder of a man in Foley. Jeff Higginbotham was found stabbed to death inside his Bay Villa apartment by a maintenance worker on October 30th. A day after the discovery, authorities say Young is seen getting out of Higginbotham's stolen SUV abandoned in Pensacola. U.S. Marshals believe Young could be in South Baldwin County, Birmingham, or Pensacola. The case against two men charged in connection with a gas station shooting and armed robbery over the summer will head to a grand jury. Emmanuel McAlpine and Gwaquez Ludgood are accused of conspiring to rob the Chevron gas station on Sage Avenue, where three people were shot. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, thank you, Bill. 748 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In NFL news, it appears that free agent wide receiver Dez Bryant has found his new landing place. Longtime Dallas Cowboys star and the New Orleans Saints reached an agreement on a one-year deal yesterday. Financial terms of the deal not yet announced. Bryant will reportedly wear his longtime number 88 in New Orleans and report to the team's facility today after he spent yesterday in Dallas with his son. Bryant visited New Orleans Monday, working out with fellow free agent wideouts Brandon Marshall and Kamar Aiken. He also previously met with the Cleveland Browns and Baltimore Ravens. The 30-year-old spent his entire eight-year career in Dallas before being cut by the Cowboys in mid-April. In those 8 years, he caught 531 passes for 7,459 yards and 73 touchdowns, including 838 yards and 6 touchdowns last season. The three-time Pro Bowler also led the NFL with 16 receiving touchdowns back in 2014. And even better, he'll get the opportunity to play against his former team later this month, as the Saints are scheduled to visit the Cowboys in Week 13. New York Jets rookie quarterback Sam Darnold wore a walking boot to practice yesterday and will not play in Sunday's home game against the Buffalo Bills after Darnold was diagnosed with a significant foot sprain. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network reports that Darnold will be assessed on a week-by-week basis after the Jets' bye week. In NASCAR news, Kevin Harvick has been stripped of his berth in the Cup Series championship race because his car failed inspection after winning at Texas Motor Speedway on Sunday. NASCAR said Wednesday that Harvick's number 4 Ford had an illegal spoiler. In addition to the championship qualifying win no longer counting for Harvick, he was docked 40 playoff points. Crew chief Rodney Childers and car chief Robert Smith were suspended for the last two races of the season, and Childers was fined $75,000. Stuart Haas Racing Team will not appeal the penalty, and former Cup crew chief Tony Gibson will replace Childers for the final two races. Harvick still has the possibility to clinch the final playoff spot available on points. He sits 3 points ahead of Kurt Busch and 17 points ahead of Chase Elliott heading into the elimination race on Sunday in Phoenix. Some off-season baseball news. According to multiple reports, six-time All-Star Bryce Harper rejected a contract offer late last season from the Washington Nationals. The contract was reportedly valued at $300 million over 10 years. Harper just turned 26 last month. He's expected to receive the largest contract among the 164 free agents this offseason and possibly the largest contract in baseball history. Harper has 184 homers and 521 RBI in his young career after being selected number one overall by the Nationals back in 2010. 10 minutes till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog with a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn, next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. Now not working any new accidents. State troopers there, a car in a ditch at Lockwood Drive just off of Old Pass Cagoula, but no injuries involved. Biggest problem, fog. We still got about a half mile visibility across the Bayway, the Causeway, and the downtown Mobile area. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa this weekend with the new splash and activities lawn at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 7:54 now on FM Talk 106.5 as this Thursday edition of Mobile Mornings rolls on. And since it is Thursday, it's time to talk with Captain Bobby Abrascato for the Inshore On-Air Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of I-65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Good morning, Captain Bobby. How you doing today?
Good morning, gang. How are y'all? Well, I'm doing pretty good, and I'd be happy to tell you where I am, but I can't. There's no way I can tell you because I don't know. It's so foggy, I don't know exactly where I am.
Uh-oh, we need to send out a rescue crew.
We have to defer to the GPS to tell us where we are.
That's for sure. Well, how have things been looking out on the water lately?
Well, it's been good, man. You know, we're still, you know, us inshore guys are still waiting on some colder weather. A lot of the fish that we've been catching are really still spread out, and that's just typical when you get water temperatures up in the low 70s like we got right now. The fish really tend to stay spread out. They haven't really made a full what we call a transition into the river systems, you know. So we just kind of drift along the flats, you know, top water sometimes if there's some surface activity, but mainly a popping cork deal. If you can get live bait, works great. But even the artificial shrimp work well. That's kind of been the deal, you know, just looking for signs. And, you know, kind of there's enough fish all the way up and down the bay that you can fish anywhere from I-10 all the way down almost to the Mississippi line doing that kind of fishing. Now, next week, I guess by the time we talk next week, some things are going to really have changed. Obviously, Dr. Bill, I'm sure, has told you about the weather that we got coming in.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to that's going to really get the changes that really should have happened probably a few weeks ago. So we're going to finally get a good, true transition next week.
Well, that's happening next week, but what's it looking like for you this weekend?
Well, you know, we're going to have a big bull front come through Friday night. So, I mean, if you're going to get some fishing in, I'd probably try and get it in tomorrow, and maybe you'd have to hold on to your hat Saturday because it's going to blow and be pretty cool. But I think by Sunday it's going to be nice. And then we're also cycling into this nice tide cycle where we got a good full tide at daylight and it falls through the morning. And those are two ingredients for a really good trout trip, you know. So you got that coming over. So I think all in all, you know, can survive Saturday, I think it's going to be a pretty good weekend to fish.
Captain Bobby, inquiring minds want to know, when you deal with the different, you know, inclement weather or changing weather, as you will, when you're out there, what do you have on board to keep you busy, to keep you warm, to keep you and all your guests in a great mood?
Oh, well, you know what? That's a great question, Kelly. You know what I tell everybody when it's cold, when you're fishing like that, is I tell them to put on some nice warm clothes, and when they think they got enough clothes on, add an extra layer, because it's twice as cold when you're out on the water, especially running around like the Skeeter does about 50 miles an hour. It really will air you out. So I tell everybody, bring plenty of clothes. I got plenty of storage. You can always take it off.
Hey, Captain Bobby, holiday season coming up, and a great gift is to book a trip with you. How do people do that?
They can go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website, and they can either book a trip. We also can set them up with a gift certificate, and they can book the trip on into the spring when it gets like warms up and with Kelly weather, you know, and go into some of that warmer weather.
All right.
Guilty.
We appreciate it, Bobby. We'll check back in with you next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. All right, you too. That's Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing, and that's the Inshore On-Air Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoors, just west of I-65 on Spring Hill Avenue. 7:58 now on FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings rolls on. The third hour coming up next right here on FM Talk 106.5.